Hello, this is the Sociopath and the Empath. I'm Aria.
And I'm Emily.
This is gonna be episode 7. Yay. I am more energized today than I was in the last episode, so that's good. You're gonna enjoy that, I hope.
Where shall we begin?
Yeah, I know, I'm thinking. I'm just gonna do our little spiel, that you guys can follow our Instagram page at sociopath_empath. You can DM us questions on there that you want to see answered on the podcast. We'll give you a little shout out. So do that. Then we have more to talk about. And most of our listeners are still out of Long Beach, California, so thank you guys for that. And I saw that we have some Swedish people, so welcome in. You can listen to my horrible Swedish sometimes. We got some stuff going on at work.
Do you want to take off your jacket so it stops making that
Oh, is it making that noise a lot?
Yeah.
It's fucking cold in your apartment, though.
When you pay $1,000 for rent, and also pay for everything else, then you come to me and tell me.
Well,
there's blankets. We have blankets in this house.
Ugh, I'll just freeze.
Good.
Okay, so our stupid temporary supervisor, we do security, okay? So Emily's a dispatcher and I'm just a regular officer. So our supervisor, he's a lovely man. he decided to tell us that even though we are a security team that typically watches cameras to ensure security, and, you know, we do patrols here and there, whatever. Well, now we have to do constant patrolling. Constantly.
And what's this in the job description?
It's like routine patrols in the description.
So routine.
And he's making us constantly do it. We have to always be moving. We can't be sitting.
This wasn't a routine before to be constantly moving, by the way.
Right. This is the new change that he's coming up with.
And change is not easy.
Yeah, that's what he told us. So he could go fuck himself.
I took up more smoking now.
Dude, for real, we are so stressed out. Like, we used to like our job, and now it's, like, fucking horrible. Because, you know, what I do now the whole night, instead of interacting with more people and seeing the other officers and discussing what's happening.
Human contact.
Yeah. We don't see each other at all. I maybe run into them in the hospital, like, once a night, okay? I go somewhere and sit on my phone, and then I'll do one thing, and then I'll go find another spot to sit and go on my phone. Like, honestly, I've never spent more time on my phone now than I did before. So, yay for new changes. So, somebody today reported the email back to our supervisor's email about that, and told him,
he was concerned.
Right. He was concerned about everyone else's health, like, because we have people with, like, severe asthma, and, like, there's dudes that are, like, fucking 85 years old working there. So, and they want to act like we're a freaking, like, police force up in there. Like, it's ridiculous.
And may I mind you, we are not getting paid to be a police force.
Right, I'm getting paid of like half of what a cop makes. Fuck that. So pay me more and then maybe I'll do your constant fucking patrols.
That's an argument I kinda wanna bring up. If we are now a police force, then I must get paid, a dispatcher gets paid in a police facility.
Right.
I thought for a second that the vests and everything else was just routine. Whatever.
Yeah, like, we have, like, stab-proof vests and everything, and belts with freaking OC spray and batons, and we're getting tasers
handcuffs,
now.
Handcuffs, yeah, but tasers. So I thought for a second, I was just like, well, maybe they're just trying to make us more safe. No, I think this is for us to be our own police force. To the point where we're supposed to act like police. Right. Like, what's next? Are you supposed to learn laws on top of that? even though it says high school diploma. You're supposed to
learn the policy like a statute book.
Right. What yeah. the fuck?
Shit, then watch me become my own freaking lawyer real quick then. So, someone was emailing about that and how people literally have physical, like,
conditions.
Limited conditions that limit them and whatever. And so our supervisor literally snapped back and was like, well, if you think people aren't capable of doing their jobs, then that's a respect issue. And everyone here is perfectly capable, and you're belittling them by saying that. And it's like, whoa, dude, what the fuck? So I reported his bitch ass to the supervisors above him. Fuck with me, bro. Fuck with me. I sued Walmart, okay?
Stop.
I know what I'm doing.
I think, and this is where I come in, and I'm like, let's just handle this when the meeting comes up, and then they get to see the reactions.
And I was like, no, I am not doing that. She was telling me this as I'm writing the email to the supervisor manager.
Please stop, Aria, stop. Please stop.
I can't.
No, I was saying that as in, like, when you ran the email, we were...
Oh, I know, and you're freaking out. You're like, oh my god, she's typing so hard.
It's gonna break the table.
I do, I type hard when I'm mad. But, yeah, so I was upset, so fuck with me, bro. I hope he gets fired. I hope he gets demoted
okay,
and has to look at me. I hope he has to look at me every fucking day and know that I'm the one that did it. Because he's gonna know that I'm the one that did it, because it sends out a freaking red... Or it sends out a notification that I forwarded it. So he's gonna know it was me.
But I thought you did it, like, a couple times, so then...
I did, but it still gets a notification that I forwarded it to myself first. So there's still an... I still forwarded it, and nobody else did, so he's gonna know it was me. You know what I'm saying?
But I feel like when you forward an email, and then it takes it out of the context of the other email, it wouldn't show it. It would just notify you, since you made that other email. I don't think it's gonna come on you. That's why it,
but
like...
But I forwarded the original email first.
God damn it.
To myself.
Oh yeah, I know. And then, yes.
And that shows.
Yeah, that one shows.
Yes, so he's gonna know.
It's gonna show on paper, but it's not gonna show on the timestamp. Okay, so, like, on an email... Okay, now we're getting technical here. Excuse us.
Yeah, this is really interesting, I know.
So, so on an email, you see that, like, little red arrow, exclamation point?
Red? Oh, yeah.
For a high importance, correct?
Right.
So, when you forward that to yourself, you took that out of context from the original person, and now it'll be forwarded to someone else.
But he's still gonna get the notification, though.
I don't think so, but if he does, he does. He's gonna know it's you, but I don't think...
It's fine, though. That's why I'm saying I don't care if he knows that it was me. It's okay. I tried to be cool with him, and he was an asshole to me anyway, so whatever. He'd walk in and look right at me and say nothing. He death glared me tonight because he comes and checks on us to make sure that we're not sitting around.
I don't know if that's part of his job.
It's not! You don't come in on your off hours to fucking do that shit.
But then also it's like salary, so
he's
I mean...
He's not salary though, he's a temp supervisor.
But when they make him salary because he's technically at a supervisor position...
He can get a pay increase, but they can't just make him salaried.
That's true. Anyway.
So I know that it's him doing this ridiculous shit, because nobody else can ask him to come in on his time off.
Why would somebody give somebody a death glare just out of nowhere, though?
I fucking argued with him over his stupid email.
That's true.
And I defended Grayson. I'm trying not to say real names, I'm sorry. I know it's awkward.
Are you gonna edit something?
His name's Grayson, it's okay.
You're gonna edit some of this out.
Yeah, it's okay.
So, anyway, going on, like, I just don't... And then when he came back, I just felt the energy. And when he came, the window is, like, smacked. Like how you, like, throw it... Like, how I throw it when I'm mad. Like, if someone...
The window slides to the side.
Yes, sorry. I don't actually throw a window. But, like...
Pick up a window, rip it out of a wall. Sorry.
I'm so happy the lighter stuck here today, where you're playing with the lighter again.
Oh, I like fire.
In a previous podcast, I was playing with the fire, now you're playing with the fire. he came to the window, and he pops his head in, and he looks, and he sees his other officer, and let's call him Barry. And Barry, you know, he's a pretty cool guy, and he's like, so what you doing? And Barry's just like, just doing administrative duties, haha. And I was just like...
Because we can't even sit on the computer anymore.
Because the computer's turned towards the camera, which was not the reason why that camera was put there. That camera was put there for money reasons, because people, not our department, different departments that drop off money in security, because it's just supposed to be a secure place, was basically put there so if anybody was missing money, they could look back on the cameras to find out where and what happened to that money. That my camera was not there to spy on dispatchers and other officers.
Right. They literally moved the whole computer, like, yeah, 5 feet to the right so that they could see it on the camera. So, that's how ridiculous this is.
Did you mention this in the email to, what's his name?
No, I didn't bring up the computer.
Terry, let's call him Terry. Terry. Terry.
The manager?
Yeah, the manager.
Oh. Why can't you at least have it start with the same letter? So I don't get confused, because I'm getting confused.
Oh, I'll write it down on a piece of paper. Just keep talking about it. Hold on.
Yeah, but okay, so that conveys a complete lack of trust to your employees. Like, how are you gonna effectively manage people who fucking hate you? Like, how do you expect to do that? Are you fucking stupid? He's such a fucking tard, I swear. So.
But who told you to basically, like, what made you want to see, like, for me, like, I want to say something, but I am not a person to, like, do an email. I'm not good at, like, typing anything, and two, I'm, like, a better talker than I am, like, a writer, so, like,
and I am amazing at writing professionally bitchy emails. A pro.
You and the intern supervisor we have literally are, like, similar when it came down to the email. It was so similar.
Well, he was trying to play the victim when the other employee first said stuff. Like, when he sent the email concerned about the other employee's health, our supervisor, in the email that he responded with, he was like, I just lost my train of thought. Oh, wait, yeah, so he victimized himself, which is a manipulation tactic, by saying, like, you are belittling people who are part-time, and dispatching is, they work just as hard as everybody else. I used to be a part-time employee, okay, and we know what we're doing, and we're just as good as the full-timers.
Now, I have a quick question.
What?
Would this affect you if it didn't... I mean, would this affect you so much if it actually didn't affect you, like, at all?
No, if it didn't affect me, why would I give a fuck?
So if you were a dispatcher and you were, like, in my position where technically it doesn't affect me, I'm just doing my job. I'm just basically, like, putting stuff in more and more and more.
Well, that still affects you.
That is true.
Because you're having to do more work, technically.
You know, it's so funny, because when I saw this email, I'm sorry, I don't mean to button.
No,
but, like, when I saw this email and they were talking about, like, oh, yeah, that's the dispatcher's job to put stuff in that what the officers are doing. You want me to put in when they're going number two in the bathroom? Because I'll do it. Like, I am so angry at this point. Like, I'm just like, okay, it's not my job to spy on people. Just do your job. Get it done. If you save a life, awesome. First off, when one of our sergeants literally died.
Okay. He is fine now.
He's fine now. He's fine, but he did die. He coded.
So overdramatic.
No, he did. He died on the floor. They dragged him and put him in the ER, and they pumped him back to life. His heart gave out. He had a heart attack.
But it's so dramatic to say he died.
He did
die.
He's
alive now.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Okay, all right. He's alive now. Oh, he doesn't look that great.
He's fine.
Okay,
though.
All right. Yes, yes, in spirits, yes, he's fine. He's a good guy. But anyway, long story short,
okay,
when it came down to rounds, it was the officer in the CMS that saw this sergeant on the floor dying that saved it. It wasn't extra rounds. And second off, I can't look back on cameras when I'm doing tickets.
He said that it's not the dispatcher's job to watch the cameras either. Nobody's supposed to watch them. They're only for review. That's what he said.
That's so stupid.
I know. So the fact that we
I have never worked at a security job or was like, this is brand new to me. You were looking at me. I'm sorry.
The fact that we literally saw our sergeant fall to the ground and have a heart attack on the cameras, and that's the only reason he was found in time. Why is that not a good enough reason to be monitoring the cameras?
I'm getting angry.
Because I brought that up in my email to the supervisor, and I was like, what if he had been on doing rounds on the other side of the ER? No one would have found him. And, like, who knows? He could have been sitting and hiding somewhere like I do. And then no one would have found that, like, our freaking sergeant. And he's like, well, there's so many what-if situations that that you could bring up that they don't really matter. So we're not going to get into that.
I
was like, you are just freaking pissed that I brought up a good point that you can't argue with.
I really hope the third shift sergeant sees that about the what-ifs, because that was his life.
Yeah.
So that's like, one, not empathetic, and two, disregarding a situation, three, not handling it appropriate, and four, just being an ass.
Right.
I just totally forgot about that. Like, as in, like, he totally disregarded, like, our third shift sergeant's life. Right. Totally. And the officer
that blew it off.
The officer that saved his life got an award. One of the top awards, like, in our hospital. So I'm very confused. Do you not want us to base, like if we're gonna go by the book?
I know, he's like,
if we're gonna go by the book, we should not be CPR trained.
Right. He was like, it's very
not at all.
It's very commendable that our officer was able to save his life, but that's still not what we're supposed to be doing. What the fuck? What the fuck? Like, I'm sorry, but holy crap, dude. How are you legit gonna say that?
I kind of, like, wondering if this, like, first off, like, if anybody, especially Terry, saw this.
You have to reference your own freaking page.
If Terry saw this.
Terry's the manager who's above the supervisor.
If Terry saw this email, which, thank you, Aria, for doing that.
I know, I emailed him right away about all of this crap.
I really... Because
you don't fucking disrespect me. If I go out of my way... Okay, I'm bringing it down.
My neighbors are going to assault this.
If I go out of my way to respond to your email because you have pissed me off so much that I feel I need to say something... And you go ahead and walk all over me. You don't answer any of my questions. You literally minimize everything that I say. I am going above your head at that point. And I will get your ass fucking demoted or fired or whatever. Because you don't fucking mess with me, bro.
This is an ego thing I'm seeing right now.
Whatever.
It totally is.
He just pissed me off so much. I literally let it go for, like, a couple days.
This only happened yesterday.
Okay, well, the whole night, I didn't say anything. My whole 8-hour shift, I didn't say anything. And he pissed me off
so bad
today.
Don't you guys love it how it's, like, literally this happened yesterday? It's kept a couple days.
Feels like it.
Don't ever piss off a sociopath.
It's because I've been in perpetual anger since I found out. It's constant.
See, I was gonna write an email and say, due to the nature of this email becoming so hostile in the last couple of days, I'm kind of concerned about the health and mental concerns of our security staff. And, like, just go on, like, a whole entire tangent.
One of them is homicidal at this point.
And just be like, I'm concerned about the empathy of our leadership, and also... the understanding that we were all in one position of a lower position before, and that if we are ought to be robots at this point, then I'm it's go for. Because when you are applying for this job, it says we care about our employees, So it says like we care about employees' health, their standards, their intellect, like everything, like their mindset, like we're so focused. But then if this hospital is not going to act like that, I don't know from here on out where we all stand. Oh, tell them about the email and how it wasn't CC'd to Terry.
Oh, yeah. So our supervisor sends us this bitchy-ass email, okay?
You're smiling right now.
And he doesn't even CC his boss, who is Terry, the manager.
I'm sorry, I'll do better names next time, okay? And that's our supervisor.
That's better.
I know, because you said something about it.
Okay.
His name is Colin.
So I went and told the manager, hey, I think you're not CC'd in a very important conversation that you probably should be. And he's like, oh, well, why don't you forward me that? And I was like, I will do that, sir. Yes, I will. So, problem solved. Don't read that.
Oh.
Sorry, that was a message from somebody. Sorry. It's okay. Yeah.
Is it S?
Yeah. You don't want to read that.
I don't want to read anything. Anyway, going on. So, for me, like, I kind of want to know, like, what brought it to this situation? Like, what the fuck up did happen? What happened?
Somebody fucked up.
Someone fucked up real bad.
No one's going to own up to it, though.
Well, there's no investigation.
No. Because they're just punishing everybody for it. It's like when being back in basic. When I was in basic for the freaking army,
get a birth control alarm.
But in the army, everyone gets punished for one person fucking up. And I feel like that's exactly what this is. It's ridiculous, and it's frustrating, and it's unfair. So, I refuse to be punished for somebody else being stupid enough to get caught.
See, like, I'm kind of thinking, I think I knew who, like, who fucked up. But the thing is, just like, I wonder if... Ooh. See, like, the one thing I'm, like, worried about is that, like, is it, like, becoming... I see it. Is it becoming an issue to the point where we're just going to go after everybody? Which is obviously going on here, but if we're protecting someone, I'm sorry, protecting, not we, whoever the, Colin, the interim supervisor, is, if he's protecting someone by punishing everybody, who is this person? Who is he or she? Who is it?
I don't think they're protecting anyone. I think that...
When did they get rid of them? This isn't...
They don't like to fire people. Otherwise, there's a lot of people that would be fired by now. People that call in every other fucking day. So, they just don't to fire people.
I wonder if they're just coming on to our shift, which is second shift. Because I don't see them... Has Colin come on your shift?
No. Nobody comes on our shift, ever.
So it's just on
second. Nobody wants to come on third shift.
I knew it's just second.
So whoever's lounging around in the office on your shift is fucking it up for everyone.
Well, I have an idea who it is, but...
Yeah.
But then why didn't they get a strict talk to?
Maybe they did.
I talked to everybody and, like, nobody said anything.
Some people might not want to share it, though. I don't know.
Then why ruin it for the rest of us? I don't know. People are shitty.
People are shitty. So that's the moral of this episode. People are shitty.
Corporations suck. Corporations don't give a fuck about you.
And you should always stand up for yourself. Don't let them scare you and intimidate you into not standing up for yourself.
And keep connections, because this all works out at the end.
I'm already looking for a new job, so I honestly don't care if they fire me for this. But if they do, I'm gonna sue their ass. Because that's not cool. You can't fire me for reporting a legitimate concern and going up my chain of command. So, yes. But we're going to try to wrap it up now.
All right. Good night, guys.
Yeah, it was nice talking to you.
We just talked about our lives because Aria wants us to get more personal.
I feel like this is in, like,
people like hearing that. But you guys can always send us questions if there's something more specific you want to hear. So, have a good night, guys.
Bye.
Bye.